Two Anchorage Democrats have introduced a bill to create a statewide commission on climate change. As Rachel Waldholtz of Alaska's Energy Desk reports, even its authors doubt the bill has much of a chance this session, but they argue it's a step in the right direction.
Representatives Andy Josephson and Garen Tarr have introduced climate-related bills in the past, but without much success. Then, this session, control of the State House flipped, and Josephson and Tarr went from legislative backbenchers to co-chairs of the powerful House Resources Committee, which sets the agenda on natural resource issues. But that doesn't mean climate policy is suddenly going to have an easier time in the Alaska legislature. I asked Josephson if he was confident his bill could clear the House.
Well, that's a very good question.
And that's in the chamber his caucus controls, never mind the Republican-controlled Senate, where the relevant committee chair has said there's no need for climate legislation. The bill itself is fairly modest. It would create a climate change commission with a permanent presence in the governor's office. The commission would work with the governor to develop a statewide climate strategy, potentially covering everything from relocating villages to reducing greenhouse gas emissions. The commission's work would be funded with a penny per barrel tax on oil, equal to a current tax that goes to towards oil spill prevention and response efforts. Josephson estimates the tax would bring in under $2 million per year. It's a drop in the bucket compared to the costs of, say, relocating even a single community, a point Josephson readily admits.
It's not enough. You know, what we had to look at is what were sources of revenue and what might be politically acceptable within the current makeup of the legislature.
Josephson says he sees the funding as seed money, enough to get the office up and running so it can go after outside grants. For now, both Josephson and co-sponsor Tarr say their goal is simply to get the bill moving. Tarr says if not this spring, maybe it will have a shot at passing next session. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.